remember my dad doing when I was little, we'd be in a pizza place, and like if young guys were cursing, he'd go over and be like, "You guys keep that down, huh? Have some respect." And he'd do it like
Young white
constantly.
guys.
Yeah, I mean,
You don't hit a black guy with that.
To be fair, my dad's very. He would drive through Chester, and if he saw a young black kid with his pants down, I'd be like, "Hey, pull your goddamn pants up." And they'd be like, "Fuck you, dude." Yeah, my dad was pretty equal with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's
it is
easy
ridiculous.
From the car, though.
Oh, for sure.
That's not at the diner.
Yeah.
That's not in person.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty fucking brave in a car.
That's true.
I'll yell out some hate.
Do you?
You've seen it.
Well, I mean, my dad was just trying to.
I know you're not that brave as a passenger in a car.
What's that?
I know you're not that brave as a passenger in a car.
What happened?
Shane made me give up a spot to this dickhead. So we were coming into Philly, and there was this parking spot. We were trying to go to an open mic, and it was a parking spot on a night when it's difficult to get parking spots on Sansom Street, right?
Oh, God.
Beautiful parking spot.
Right now.
Even Shane, who can't parallel park, could have parked in this parking spot, right? Uh-huh. So I go to park, and there's this guy standing there. He's wearing, like brown loafers, tight skinny jeans, like a cool, like, athletic jacket, but for fashion, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a wealthy white guy. And he's got this look on his face. He's just shaking his head, looking at me like nah, And I didn't like the way he was doing that. It was like he was trying to intimidate me a little bit.
Yeah, there was an old
bit.
Woman in the restaurant, and they were trying to park their car in front of the restaurant.
You see this
so
shit?
That the elderly woman could get in the car.
We did not know that.
Once he said it.
And when he said it, I was like, okay. When he said it, I
you
said,
sure?
okay. But I didn't want, I wanted
yeah,
him to,
went,
I wanted,
nah,
but
nah.
I wanted him to like, because he was such a dick about
he was
it,
looking at
I wanted
you,
him
you
to sweat
the
a
beer,
little.
And he was going like, no, absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then, so
that's
then
one way to look at it, or he was just like, you can't park here. He wasn't saying, no, absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay,
he was
Shane,
just standing there like,
you tell me,
hey.
Was he saying it in a peaceful way, or was he being intimidated?
I do not recall.
Dude, he recalls. He recalls.
I do not recall.
He admitted it in the car. So,
I do not recall. I did not admit anything.
He was belligerent.
So,
this is all
yeah, he was just being a dick. And so I was about to
How
park
old was
there.
The lady?
Well, we didn't. Did we see
We didn't get to see
it. We didn't get to see it because we ended up leaving,
okay.
right? And so it wasn't.
He was like, hey, guys, my mom's in there. Do you mind not parking here?
That's not what happened.
Where was the car?
Right.
He was trying to bully us. And then, so I started parking there. And then he's screaming.
Was he
He's
really?
Screaming about it. Like, about his mom. And it wasn't, his mom wasn't in the restaurant. They took the car around the block. And they're coming back around. They were going to park the car so that she can have an easy walk to the restaurant. And he's like screaming this shit. And
I mean, dude, if you come back and spot's gone, you're in trouble.
Well, he's lucky. He's lucky because the fact that we took so long and like held that area, having that back and forth,
the car actually did show up.
The car had time to show up and get that spot.
Oh, that's
so
right?
I'm sitting on passenger side. It's on the right side. He's in my window.
I've been that dude in a spot before.
The fight's going over
I'm
top
in
of
between Sid and this guy yelling at each other. I'm new to the city.
Yeah.
I'm new to the city. This is first year.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Months into living in the city where I'm just like, how are people acting like this? How the fuck are people acting like this?
And it's like
no way this motherfucker's going to get the best of us. And I'm like,
he's not getting the best of us.
He's like, why us? He's like, why us?
He's not getting the best of us.
And then Shane's I think you should just give him the spot. Dude, it was like,
give him the fucking spot.
Here's the funniest part about it. Shane's a giant, right? Shane's a giant. So, like, I'm looking over, and he didn't put his seat back. But he's like shrinking in the seat. He's just like so small.
I wanted out
like,
of that situation.
Dude, at one point, it's like I'm looking like past him. I don't even see Shane. I just only see the dude.
Dude.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Imagine you're in the car. Just a black autistic dude and some guy that's like, could you guys kindly move your car? My elderly mother is trying to walk into this restaurant. He's like, you're not taking advantage of me. You think you can bully us? And I'm like, you can bully me.
That's funny because I get into this with Brittany a lot. I'll be like, a car will stop. And I'm like, all right, someone will stop the car in the middle of the street. I'm like, I give it like 2 minutes. Like a minute. I'll wait. Brittany will reach across from me and be like, meh, and honk my horn. And an old lady comes hobbling out. And everyone just looks at me. And I'm like,
yeah.
I do have very low tolerance for that.
Yeah.
Well,
parked car in the street, I am
livid. Yeah, exactly. But like, I'll chill a minute.
Tough.
But Brittany's like, fuck this. Why would you wait? This is annoying. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm a white dude. If there's like an old black lady coming out of a house and I'm like, meh, meh.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
So she'll reach. I've told her, I've banned her from the space of my horn. I'm like, I'm driving, therefore I operate the horn. You are not allowed to operate the horn.
It's a good move.
But I will say, when she, when I'm in the passenger seat and she's driving, a car stop, she's like, man, I'm sitting there like, well, that's what you get. You're in the street.
Same thing at Walmart. She's right.
The same thing at Walmart, dude. When I'm following behind her, she's excuse me, move. I'm like, excuse me. See, like an old Asian lady.
That's the thing about that person in the relationship. Because I'm clearly the Brittany in my relationship. Like anytime something like that happens, like, well, not just because I'm black, but like, yeah, and again, I'm not saying Brittany's autistic, but anytime something like happens, like the first thing Amber does, she looks at me and goes, please don't be autistic right now. or if we're in like a merchandise situation where she's trying to get like a lower price on something where the prices were a little confusing, she's like, come over and do that autistic thing you do.
Yeah, use your power.
So it's, you know. That's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Brittany, she gets real hung up on customer service. So, like, she'll scold. Like, you know, you had a bit about being scared of the young black cashiers at Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, they're kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Brittany will go up to them and be like if they just start ringing up her stuff, she's like, my day's going pretty well. How about yours? And she'll start, like, antagonizing like that.
Yeah.
And like teaching them customer service, and I'll just sit there like, hey guys, what's going on? What's going on?
It's like, when I see them like typing on their phone when I walk up to the cashier, like I just like am hoping that the interaction goes well enough for them to say something nice about me to where or like posting. Like I just
hopefully they're
like,
not fighting.
Yeah,
this guy just came up and checked out. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, dope as shit. He had this white son.
White ass son.
I'm just trying not to have them. Like flip on me,
yeah. Well, that's,
you know what I mean.
That's something me and Brittany fight about a lot. Where she will perceive in her like day to day interactions, a big trigger for her is perceived disrespect. Where I'll be like, look, you're in your work environment, you gotta chill out, just like learn how, let people do their weird shit and it's fault. But she's like, as soon as I feel like someone's disrespecting me, I fucking flip. So it's like, fair enough. Then it will. That's my point.
She's like a good fella.
Yeah.
Okay, spider.
But my point is, I'll do the opposite, where I'll just let things happen. And that's a whole different problem. But
I don't know if that's a problem, because it's like if someone disrespects you, like, whatever,
not disrespect, but just like, and this is my whole point of the interaction grid, is you just like slowly put up with stuff at an incremental level, to where next thing you know. You're married at 26. You're living in New Jersey. All this happened through like very little like concessions.
Yeah, it's tough though. Like I get through that. I do that a lot in stand up. Like forever, I would just put up with anything.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it for fucking $100.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Like I'll do that. And then once you start standing up for yourself, people do hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
too.
People are instantly like, he's a fucking asshole, and it's like. Nah.
Well, you're interacting the flow of all that interaction. Yeah. It's like there's been this clear pattern. And as soon as you break it, it disrupts the whole grid, and then you just like spawn back around you, and whatever you lose and shake off. It's like,
it's weird because there is a way that people want to like treat you as you are to them, that you kind of have to let them have. Like you can't fight every battle of every person's perception about you, so you just like let them have that. Because like for me, I feel like a lot of people. Like, I come off as, like, an authority figure, as, like, overly intense, or as,
you know. This is my fucking spot, you bitch. Get the fuck.
First of all, but that's the thing. When I get in those situations with the people, like, so the reason why I come off as autistic in those situations, because I don't escalate.
If someone approaches me being like, no, absolutely no, I flip out.
Well, if that's how the story is presented.
Yeah.
Or if someone's like.
Dude, Shane is completely covered. Like, dude,
hit you with the white guy fucking. Just that. Like,
what do you look like?
Let me see.
Shades on, sunglasses.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. When we were pulling off, the first thing Shane said was, "Sorry, I was a bitch in that situation."
Now, in hindsight, do you think maybe I was trying to appease a autistic man who just got in a fight? Do you think maybe I was just like, this is meaningless, I'll just say this to him?
Did you feel like I was hostile afterwards? Did you feel like I was like upset?
You're never hostile afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were right back to normal.
For sure.
And you were back to normal. Dude, you were back.
No, that's called an autistic episode.
Right. I was sitting there what the fuck was that?
Because for me, it's like, okay, now we're back to normal and I can start making fun of Shane, but he was still like fucking rattled by it.
I remember seeing
so it was like, I had to wait for like 2 days before I could bring that back up again.
You guys drove together every day.
Yes.
I remember seeing an old woman with a cane. I'd be like, he wasn't lying.
Yeah, no, he wasn't lying. He definitely wasn't lying.
It happens.
Yeah, I was okay. I just,
dude,
I wasn't. Nothing changed.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. It was a fun. It was just a funny situation to see. Because it was like, I just felt like that would have been exactly the dude Shane would have been bullying in a comedy show. He was such
in a comedy show. 1,000,000%.
Yo, I'm always on stage, dog.
Well,
it's time to go. It's time to go.
Something you gotta work on.
It's my what is it? My interaction grid.
Yes, your interaction. Yeah. Yo, that's the stranger interactions are a whole separate grid that's coming at you at random. You can't really help that. But then as they slowly kind of amass into your little like center of gravity. That's kind of like your everyday interaction. If you interact with a stranger enough, that becomes part of the interaction grid.
Yeah,
like the lady that makes my acai bowls.
I have a hard time accepting like the stranger etiquette, I think. Or we have to act like we don't know we're both people right now.